betrayed, yet bound to the billionaire by Grace Madeline. Chapter 71. A Percival spoke, he turned around and walked out. As he walked past Odalise, he suddenly stopped. I heard that you beat someone up in the hospital just now. Law-abiding citizen, after saying that, Percival left. You even deliberately caused internal conflicts in the Benny Millie. You a Bennett family. Are indeed a while she was stunned, he reached out so close the door for her. He seemed to have thought of something and glanced at her again. Half an hour later, let's go downstairs for dinner, Percival said before gently closing the door for her. Odalie stood there in shock as she looked at the closed door. Percival, you're spying on me. Odalise did not know whether to laugh or cry. She thought that no one had seen through her thoughts, but Percival had seen through High Liar. Odalise fell onto the sofa and picked up a strawberry. However, her gaze landed on the photo of Percival's uncle. Interesting, she whispered. She did not expect the Bennett family to be related to Percival's uncle. It seemed that she had returned to the starting point after experiencing so many events. She thought, could this be the reason why my mentor asked me to come back? However, the mentor did not say anything and only asked me to return to the Bennett family. At this moment, her phone vibrated. Seeing that it was Freya Winslow, Odalise hurriedly picked up the call, before she could speak. Freya's voice came from the other end of the phone. Odalise, did you see the trending topic? The Lark Group has cut off all the resources for Finian. Some people are guessing that Finian is going to be kicked out. Did you know? Someone actually set up a Bluetooth speaker at the entrance of Bennett Entertainment and exposed Sophia's matter. Now, everyone is talking about Sophia Unil Finland's dirty deeds. I heard that they even slept together. I wonder if it's true, Freya gloated. It was obvious that she was overjoyed to see Sophia in trouble. I don't know. She probably offended someone, Odalie said with a low laugh. Yuri, who actually, when she first met Freya, she could tell that Freya was quite pure-hearted. There were very few people in the entertainment industry did not have any evil intentions. Freya had a distinctive boundary, which suited Odalie's taste. Freya said, the two of them are still very popular now. Sophia will probably be very worried right now, she's very ambitious. It's impossible for her to stay with Finian, who is just his father's illegitimate son. Odalise agreed with her. You hate her, Odalise said. At the mention of Sophia, Freya serene to explode. Of course. She always likes to suppress others in the industry. She even deliberately hit people during filming. There was even a time when she vomited something and forcefully let a minor character eat it. At that time, I immediately punched her. Freya was so angry that he gritted her teeth. Although she did not like to meddle in other people's business, these things were too much. At that time, did she also bully you like this? Freya asked. Her voice was very soft, afraid that he would touch Odalise's sore spot. She doesn't dare to act like this on the surface, but she deliberately bothered me mentally, Odalise said. Freya's heart ached when she heard that. Isn't your contract about to expire? Why don't you come to my company then? We won't sign a contract with you. I'll get my brother to give you whatever resources you want. Odalise, do you want to meet my brother? He is really cool, handsome, and rich. Most importantly, he has a good temper. Odalise's mouth twitched. No, I'm not interested in men. Odalise quickly waved her hand. She felt that Freya had a strong desire to own her. If you like women, what do you think about Met? Although I don't like women, I can do it for you. Freya teased. Odalise sighed helplessly, so you called me today? Why to deliberately tease me? Freya smiled and gossiped, no. I have another matter. Didn't the Bennett family ask Mr. Carline to check out their energy fields? In the end, the Bennett family offended him. Now, Mr. Carline has said that he would not work with the Leenant family ever again. Now, Many wealthy families have a good relationship with Mr. Carline. The Bennett family has indirectly offended many wealthy families this time, hearing her mention Oliver, Odalis frowned. We still have 3 days before we can gather together to film a variety show again. I want to see you as soon as possible, Freya muttered softly. Obviously, it was more interesting to hang out with Odalis. We don't need to meet in 3 days. We can meet tomorrow for a meal, Odalis said with a smile. With that, Freya immediately perked up. Tomorrow? What time? Where? Freya sat up excitedly and ran to the wardrobe to pick out some clothes. You can decide on the time and what you want to eat. I'm fine with anything, Odalis said. These words moved Freya. Odalis, you're too good to me. I love you. Freya bugged her phone excitedly. Odalis was stunned by her words. She said, you think I'm good just because of this? What if I am doing this because you are rich and beautiful? Wouldn't you have been deceived by me? Then why you should at least want something from me, right? Freya said optimistically. Obviously, her family environment was not bad, causing her mentality to be better than ordinary people. She was a very optimistic person. All right, I want you because you are young, pretty, and rich, Odalis said in a low voice. Odalis couldn't help but shake her head when she heard her proud words over the phone. Then I'll ask my brother later and find a good place to eat. I'll send you a message later, Freya said and hung up in a hurry. In her previous life, Odalis had always revolved around the Hemtate family. She did not even have her own personal space, let alone friends. Odalis didn't expect that making friends was such a pleasant thing. She felt that she did not need friends, so she would not take the initiative to contact Freya and the others. However, she felt quite happy very time Freya called her. At this moment, there was a knock on the door. Mrs. Stewart, dinner is ready in 10 minutes, the servant stood outside the door and said respectfully. Got it, Odalis said. She put her phone aside and took out the remaining hair from Sophia. She put it in a bottle and stuck a talisman on it before purring it in the cabinet. She deliberately pulled out a few strands of her hair today because she wanted to know about her past. She felt that someone was deliberately stopping her. Unfortunately, that person's charm had been broken by her, which meant that the person who rasped the chama had no chance of survival. Therefore, she was not in a hurry to track that person down. As long as she caused that person enough trouble, they would have to reveal themselves. At the thought of this, she walked into the bathroom and washed her face. In a villa in the suburbs of Crown Ridge, an old man sat in the room while holding a glass of red wine and swaying it. He suddenly felt a dull pain in his chest and his expression changed drastically. He felt as if his body was on fire. Chapter 72. Someone wants to break my charm, the old man whispered. Unfortunately, before he could react, the wine glass in his hand fell to the ground with a clang and shattered. The red wine splashed on the ground and dyed the carpet red. They are so powerful. No, don't. The old man was a little stunned. Before he could retaliate, he felt a dull pain in his chest and immediately spat out a mouthful of blood, widened unwillingly. He vaguely heard the sound of his internal organs being shattered. Then, he stood rooted to the ground in a daze. His eyes W fire burned in his chest. The fire burned his internal organs to pieces. He fell to the ground unwillingly. His chest exploded with a bang, and he fell silently into the red blood kept seeping out of the corner of his mouth, and despair kept appearing in his eyes. How dare you be so arrogant with such little ability? Odalis' voice echoed in the room. She placed her hands behind her back and stood in front of the window. She slowly turned around and walked towards the old man. When the old man saw her, his lips moved in fear, but he could not say anything. His eyes closed and he died. After Odalis saw him die, she took out a talisman and threw it at him, burning him. Even his soul was destroyed afterward. She would not allow this kind of person to have another chance at life. Sophia's body and birth date was altered. It's obvious that someone is hiding it. Why did these people modify Sophia and send her to the Bennett family? Or did the Bennett family do it? What secret does Sophia have that the Rennett family likes her so much? However, this old man's death meant that Sophie's would definitely suffer a backlash. The halo on her body would dissipate bit by bit. Odalise looked around and threw the tablet that the old man had previously worshipped to the ground. She burned the entire villa. After doing everything, she took out a talisman and threw it in the air. She immediately disappeared from the villa and returned to the bedroom of the Stewart mansion. After returning, she even changed her clothes before opening the door and walking out. When she saw Dorian looking at her with tears in his eyes, Odalise subconsciously took two steps back. "Dorian, what's wrong?" Odalise asked curiously. Dorian strode forward and stood in front of her with a CT scan in his hand. "MRS. Stewart, the medicine you gave me was so good. After I had some, I felt that the abnormality in my body was obvious. After treating the pain, I went to the hospital and had a CT scan. Even the doctor was surprised. He said that most of the kidney stones were discharged overnight. MRS. Stewart, you're really amazing. If he hadn't tried it himself, he wouldn't have thought that someone would be so capable. It's good that you're fine," Odalise said in a low voice. Seeing Dorian took the CT scan and walked towards the study room, he muttered, "I'll report the matter to Mr. Stewart and let him know how powerful you are." Odalise was stunned. She turned around and saw that Dorian had already entered the study. Odalise rubbed her temples and wondered why Dorian was so happy about this. The quiet study was furnished in retro style. One wall was lined with bookshelves filled with all kinds of out-of-print books. On the other side was a wine rack filled with all kinds of precious wines. In front of the exquisite desk, Percival was sitting on a chair. His large palm was pressed on the side of the chair. "So, you're FRE saying that your uncle's disappearance is related to your poisoning? After you uncle left?" Callum Hale asked in a low voice. At this point, he was a little surprised. "We're sure that there was no cure for your poisoning, you're so, all these years, you have been secretly investigating your uncle behind your mother's back. Did you suspect that the poisoning had something one half dream read romance stories installed download 2 halves chapter 72 to do with him?" Callum exclaimed sophily. He found it unbelievable. He seemed to have realized it too late. "Amelie will make a move so we'll in the Stewart family. Not only that, he has been hiding his time all these years because he is waiting to see when the mole can catch them all in one fell swoop." Orson Lark so-so-root disdainfully. "Caring Costal Sportswear." He leaned back casually. He stood up and opened a bottle of wine. He poured himself a glass and took a sip. Orson was wrong and kept shaking the wine in his hand. "Your uncle is now missing. If there is any movement, it will definitely arouse his suspicion. Should we get of the mole in the Stewart family who is in contact with the Bennett family?" Callum continued to ask. He held a tablet while writing on it. Percival said, "Don't do anything for now. Once this person makes a move, my Y uncle will definitely suspect that he has given himself away. I want to see who my uncle is working with to dare to attack the Stewart family, and when did he join forces with the Bennett family. William is so close to my grandfather. I wonder if he knows what the Bennett family has done. William knows about this, then I will surely destroy the Bennett family." He had always been ruthless. Once the matter was confirmed, there was no turning back. They forced Odalise to marry over and bought an additional accident insurance for her. "This means that they want her to get into trouble after marrying you and then blame it on you," Orson asked in a low voice after a moment of silence. At the mention of Odalise, Percival picked up his coffee and took a sip. His well-defined fingertips gently rubbed the edge of the cup. "Why did Finian suddenly anger your parents?" Percival asked hoarsely. Orson gulped down a mouthful of wine before putting down the glass heavily. "Speaking of this, I find it funny. He called my mother yesterday. Not only did he scold my mother, but he also scolded thy father. He seemed to want to take control of the Lark family and let them die. Back then, the mistress schemed against my father and wanted to marry him with the excuse of her child. The Lark family valued its bloodline, so we allowed Finian to join us. To be so impatient, we've given him quite a lot of resources over the years. I didn't expect him to be. He did not like Finian. Finian pretended to be sensible, but he was actually ambitious. Why do you think he suddenly revealed his true nature after enduring for so many years? He even took the initiative to call your parents to tell them about this, Percival said in a deep voice. This question stunned Orson Lark. You mean, someone did something behind the scenes? Who could be so powerful as to force him to call and say such a thing? This will destroy his future, Orson said. Percival listened and laughed hoarsely. Maybe someone can, Percival whispered. When Orson heard this, he leaned over mysteriously and lowered his voice. Chapter 73. What do you think? Percival asked in a hoarse voice. Orson narrowed his eyes. It was obvious that he could not answer. Percival slowly propped himself up and stood in front of him. He said thoughtfully, Odalise went to the suburbs today. After she came back, Finian came back in a sorry state. Then, the Bluetooth stereo in front of the Bennett group was revealed. Orson gasped and turned around in shock. He followed behind Percival and said, So, it was Oxlaz who asked Finian to expose himself? How did she do it previously? Because Odalise knew medicine, Orson had already admired her. He did not expect her to have such a move. I don't know, Percival said in a deep voice. He was only guessing because he felt that it was too much of a coincidence. Mr. Stewart, at this moment, Dorian knocked on the door and entered with the CT scan. He strode forward excitedly and handed the GT scan MRS. Stewart is amazing. She only prescribed me some medicine. I drank it twice before my kidney stones were crushed and expelled. It's almost gone. Dorian said in a low voice. If he went to the hospital for this, he would have to be hospitalized first. Then, he would have to undergo various tests and wait for the surgery to be scheduled. After that, he would have to stay in the hospital for observation. However, Odalise solved his problem with some simple medication. Percival, when Odalise comes back from filming the variety show, can you ask her if she can work at my hospital? I'll give her the position of the director. What do you think? Orson said excitedly. He had to go back and mention this matter to his grandfather because he treasured medical talent. If you want her to go, you go talk to her about it. Percival waved his hand, clearly not wanting to participate in this me-if-why. Orson was a little timid as he listened. The image of Odalise stabbing the wild boar to death with a dagger and kicking it away appeared in his mind. He felt a chill run down his spine. I'll talk to my grandfather about this first, Orson said previously. He yearned to ask Odalise questions about her medical skills, but after seeing that if she lost her temper, he would be killed by her. The W variety show, he was terrified of her. He was worried in the future, no matter what she needs, do as she asks. If I'm not around, she can make the decisions for this house, Percival said to Don, and Dorian nodded repeatedly. Clearly, he had become Odalise's fan. Yes. I'll go out first. MRS. Stewart went downstairs just now. I wonder if she wants to cat, Dorian said as he quickly walked out with the CT scan. When Percival heard that, he raised his wrist and looked at the time. Tiger Callum to transfer the land in the East District to you later. Then, you can use this land to bid and see if you can fish out the person behind the Bennett family, Percival said in a low voice. Why give it to me? Orion asked. Percival had just taken two steps when he could not help but turn back to look at him deeply. Do you think the Bennett family would dare to bid for the Stewart Group's project? Percival asked with a frown. Orson touched his nose and chuckled. You're right. No one dares to compete for land and projects from the Stewart Group. There's no need to, but are you sure someone is backing the Bennett family? Percival walked out and said, half a year ago, they brought Odalise home and locked her up, just to wait for the Stewart family to bring up the wedding and send her over. The Bennett family is not so ambitious. There aren't many people who dare to scheme against the Stewart family. Furthermore, the Bennett group has been suppressed to the point where they can't fight back, but the Bennett family is still not worried. This 1/2-81 Dream Read Romance Stories installed download chapter 73 means that the Bennett family has a backup plan, Percival said hoarsely. Obviously, the Bennett family was not as simple as they looked. Their scheme seemed to have started a long time ago. TM even more curious now. The Bennett family is so ambitious. Why didn't they let their beloved daughter marry over? Why did they have to send the one they don't like over? Orson nubbed his chin. They are testing the limits of the Stewart family. Also, they want to see when I will die. Percival said as he opened the door and walked out. Onsen stood there and turned to look at column. 7-11, transfer the land in the cast of the city to you later, Callum said as he picked up his tablet and walked out. Orson quickly followed behind. When he went downstairs, he saw Odalise sitting on the sofa and flipping through a few pages of a magazine. Hello, Odalise. Onsen walked forward and greeted her nervously. He was very timid in front of Odalise. Ever since he was born, he had never been as afraid as he was now. You are? Odalise looked up and glanced at him. When she saw his face, she couldn't help but take a few more glances with a meaningful look in her eyes. Orson could not help but shiver as he felt a chill run down his spine. My name is Orson Lark. I'm Percival's good friend. My family has been practicing medicine for generations. Previously, I was the one who treated him. I heard that your medical skills are even better than mine. I hope that if there's a chance in the future, we can discuss medicine together. Orson said to her respectfully. He kept rubbing his hands, so nervous that his palms were covered in sweat. All right. Odalise replied in a low voice. She looked down at the magazine again. Orson gaped. All right, then I won't disturb you from reading. I take my leave first. Odalise looked at Percival in confusion and saw him holding a plate of fruits in front of her. Why is he so afraid of me? Odalise was filled with confusion. Orson was so nervous that cold sweat kept oozing out of his forehead. She felt puzzled. He probably has never seen a woman before, Percival said hoarsely. Odalise fell silent. She suspected that he was patronizing her, but she had no evidence. Mr. Stewart, Mrs. Stewart, it's time to cat. Dorian respectfully strode forward and said to them. Percival waved at Odalise and said. Let eat first. Odalise put down the magazine, got up, and walked towards the dining room. The servants served the dishes. These were her favorite dishes from before, and they filled the table. I heard that your grandfather suddenly broke his leg? Odalise suddenly asked. After she sat down, the servant went forward to scoop a bowl of soup for her. Yes. He was afraid that the servants would neglect you, so he came over to support you. He ran too fast and broke his leg. Percival said in a low voice. Odalise almost choked on her food after hearing that. Chapter 74. Odalise chewed on the pork ribs and looked at Percival, who was sitting opposite her. He picked up a prawn and peeled it in the bowl before pushing it in front of her. Then, he took the handkerchief and wiped his hands before picking up his fork to eat. She looked at the peeled prawn. Her thoughts flew back to her previous life. In the Bennett Villa, she had seen that everyone liked to peel prawns for Sophia. At that time, she was very envious and said that she wanted it as well. Then, Caspian Sina shed her head with a spoon. At that time, there was a huge bump on her forehead, and even her plate was sent flying. After that, they didn't allow her to eat at the table. After she time traveled to her current life, She still did not understand why she could tolerate these things in her previous life and why she had to please these people. Now, she didn't even mention it. However, Percival had already peeled it for her. "What's wrong?" Percival saw her sitting there, staring at the plate in a daze. Seeing this, he hurriedly reached out to bring the plate over, but she stopped him. "I'm fine. I was just engrossed in my thoughts," Odalise said. She picked up the prawn and put it into her mouth. Only then did he realize that the prawns that had been peeled by others did not cast anything special. Percival ate very quietly and did not speak much. He ate very quickly, but his movements were exceptionally elegant. It was obvious that he had been trained in etiquette. "I've mentioned to you before that your poisoning has something to do with your family. It also has a lot to do with your uncle. Your mother is also your uncle's family," Odalise suddenly mentioned. Percival's fingers tightened around the fork. He looked up at her and saw Odalise eating quietly with her head lowered. It was as if she had not said anything just now. Percival's lips moved. When he thought of his mother supporting his uncle, his eyes suddenly darkened. "I'll be careful," Percival replied in a deep voice. The two of them didn't say anything else and are very tacitly. Soon, they finished their meal. Percival's phone vibrated. After receiving the call, he stood up and walked out. After taking two steps, he seemed to have thought of something. He turned to look at Odalise and said, "I have something to do and need to go out. If you need anything, just tell Doris." Odalise looked at him in confusion. After Percival finished speaking, he left in a hurry. She got up too and walked to the sofa in the living room. She picked up the strawberry and took a bite. The light taste spread in her mouth. She vaguely heard someone call her. Puzzled, she got up and walked or a bodyguard rushed in. When he saw her, it was as if he had gained confidence. "Mrs. Stewart." The bodyguard quickly walked towards her. "What happened?" Odalise asked. She raised her head and looked outside. She vaguely saw a familiar figure. "Henry from the Bennett Group is making a fuss outside and wants to see you," the bodyguard said in a low voice. If it were anyone else, they would have been crippled for causing trouble at the Stewart mansion. However, Henry was Odalise's brother after all. Although the two of them had different surnames, they were family, so the bodyguards could only come in and ask for instructions. "I go take a look," Odalise said. She walked out. The night breeze blew past her face, and the refreshing feeling kept coming. A Mercedes-Benz was parked outside the Tron gate of the Stewart mansion. Henry stood there in embarrassment, his hands clenched into fists as he looked inside in humiliation. 1/2 ET Dream Read Romance Stories Installed Download 2 Halves Chapter 74 Odalise, are you deliberately making things difficult for me? Henry gritted his teeth and shouted angrily. He did not expect that he would not even be able to enter the door although he was Odalise's brother. The moment he stopped the car, two bodyguards rushed over and almost broke his legs. They threatened, "Who are you? How dare you barge into?" As the bodyguard spoke, he pounced on Don Henry and pressed him against the side of the car. His body was pressed against the car, and the bodyguard was about to kick his leg. Later, someone recognized him as Odalise's brother. The bodyguard said, "How unlucky. I almost broke my leg. Are you sure, older brother? This is Mrs. Stewart's." With that, a bossly guard went back to report. Henry's expression was ugly. He stood there and rubbed his shoulders. He felt that it was definitely swollen after being pushed by the bodyguards. "What's the matter?" Odalise walked out of the house. Standing a few steps away from him, she glanced at him coldly. Henry was very angry. "Hurry up and come back to the hospital with me to apologize to Mom. Do you know how angry she is right now?" Her heart almost stopped in the afternoon, Henry said improperly. As he spoke, he turned around with the car keys and opened the car door. He realized that Odalise W was standing on the spot and looking at him motionlessly. "Odalise, What do you want? Don't forget that you're from the Bennett family. Your contract is still in my hands, Henry threatened. When Odalise heard this, she burst out laughing. She walked up to Henry and looked at him mockingly. Are you threatening me? Didn't you come to beg me? Your attitude is so bad. Why should I go with you? Odalise said with a smile. Henry was so angry that he almost vomited blood. He thought. She actually thought that I had come to beg her? How dare she? He said, Odalise, don't go too far. Even though you marry into the Stewart family, you're still a member of the Bennett family. If the Stewart family finds out that you've just returned to the Bennett family before you married over, what do you think they will do? The Stewart family definitely wanted Sophia. Once your identity is exposed, the Stewart family will definitely kill you. Henry said in a low voice. Odalise was almost amused by him. She looked at him as if he were an idiot. Why don't you go in and tell them? I'll get the bodyguards to pass the message to Percival, Odalise said. She immediately waved at the bodyguard. The bodyguard quickly walked towards her and asked respectfully, Mrs. Stewart, what can I do for you? He has something to say to you. He wants you to pass a message on to Percival, Odalise said before she saw Henry's ugly expression. She glanced at him and said, Teve already called him over for you. Why aren't you saying anything? Why don't I tell him for you? Odalise raised an eyebrow. Henry was extremely angry, but he could not vent it. This was the trump card he wanted to use against Odalise. He thought that as long as he threatened her, she would be afraid and give in to him. Then, he could take the opportunity to force her to let the Stewart family help him. He had thought of everything. Chapter 75. Your Henry gritted his teeth. His veins were almost bulging on his face. He kept taking deep breaths, as if he was about to die from anger. If you're about to die, go to the hospital. Don't cause trouble here. Besides, the surveillance here is not good. If you really die here, I won't pay for you, Odalise said coldly. This sentence made Henry so angry that he almost stomped his feet. He looked at Odalise in disbelief, knowing that she must have done it on purpose, he thought. After this woman left the Bennett family, she became bold. If I had known earlier, I would have left more evidence to use against her, however, it is too late now. In the Stewart family, he did not dare to attack her. Otherwise, the bodyguards could kill him immediately. Till, say it again. Are you coming to the hospital with me or not? Henry said coldly. He wanted to regain his dignity in front of the bodyguards. Odalise crossed her arms in front of her chest and looked at him deeply before turning around and walking into the Stewart mansion. Odalise, come back here. It's fine if you don't go to the hospital to apologize. Return the emerald pendant to Mom, Henry hurriedly shouted behind her. As soon as he finished speaking, he saw Odalise turn around and rush towards him. She raised her hand and slapped him hard. Odalise used 100% of her strength to slap Henry and made him hit the car with a bang. Blood kept seeping out of the corner of his mouth. He covered his face in disbelief. He hadn't expected her to hit him in front of the bodyguards. Odalise said coldly. How dare you ask me for the emerald pendant? Who do you think you are to threaten me like this? In the past, I only called you my brother because one respected you. Now, the Bennett family is nothing to me. Do you really think you're very powerful? The emerald pendant was given to me by my mentor. How dare you think that I should return it to you? Do you deserve it? As soon as she finished speaking, she kicked Henry hard and sent him flying. He clutched his chest and almost spat out a mouthful of blood. His internal organs seemed to have been dislocated. He was in so much pain that he fell to the ground and couldn't get up for a long time. Henry stared at her in shock. She was frighteningly callow. I'm warning you one last time. Don't even think about threatening me. If you dare to be impudent again, I'll take your life, Odalise said. Thinking back to her previous life, when she was forced to marry in Sophia's place, she refused. However, Henry stared at her like a venomous snake. When Sophia said she was going to hit Odalise, he immediately got someone to hold her down. He was also the one who took her clothes off. No one in the Bennett family was good to her. She had long seen through the ugly and disgusting nature of these people. In any case, she would not be bothered by them. She wanted to get back at them for what they did to her previously. Good, very good. Henry crawled up in pain. His legs were trembling badly. He picked up the car key and walked over. When he saw Odalise raise her feet, Ellie subconsciously opened the car door and got into the car. If he dares to come again, break his legs, Odalise said coldly to the bodyguards. The window of Henry was not closed, and he heard Odalise clearly. He gripped the steering wheel tightly and watched as she turned around elegantly. The bodyguard followed respectfully behind her. Odalise, just you wait. I don't believe that you're really not afraid of the Stewart family. It'll make you pay a heavy price for this. Henry gritted his teeth and said he watched with hatred as her figure disappeared from his sight. He saw the bodyguard slam the door shut. At this moment, his phone vibrated. Harry wiped the blood from the corner of his mouth. After a while, he picked up the call. Henry, how is it? Did you get the emerald pendant? Hannah's anxious voice came from the other end. One half L Dream Read Romance Stories installed. Download chapter 75 without wasting for Henry to speak, she continued, ask her in return the emerald pendant and ask her to come over and apologize to me. Otherwise, she is no longer my daughter. Even if she marries into the Stewart family, she's still a member of the Bennett family. If we don't acknowledge her, the Stewart family will not show her a good attitude. Hannah Uid confidently begging Odalise marrying into the Stewart family, she felt that the Bennett family had helped a lot. Once Odalise lost the backing of the Bennett family, Hannah felt that she would not be able to have a good status in the Stewart family. Mom, she didn't give us the emerald pendant, Henry said impatiently. He was also very surprised by this result. He felt it that Odalise seemed to have changed. Her temperament was different from before. In the past, she would only endure everything. Even if she was wronged, she did not dare to say anything. She was worried that the Bennett family would chase her out, so she had always tried to please everyone. It was precisely because they were certain that she married into the Stewart family, Henry suddenly not leave the Bennett family, that they did whatever they wanted to her. Now that she had that, she was out of control. This sense of powerlessness made him feel very crazy. Why won't she give it to me? She has gifted it to me before, which means that it is mine. Hannah was furious. She thought that the emerald pendant would return to her as long as Henry went to Odalise. Just now, she and Sophia were still planning to set a rule for Odalise after they got the Emeriki pendant back and forced her to give them the $300 million that the Stewart family gave her. Unexpectedly, this plan failed. She's currently at the Stewart family. It's not convenient for me to attack her. When she's alone, I find someone to snatch the item back. Henry said in a low voice. His chest hurt terribly as if his ribs were really broken. As long as he moved, the pain in his chest would become even more intense. No, we have to get the emerald pendant back today. That emerald pendant must be beneficial to the Bennett family. Otherwise, why would we be in trouble after she took it away? Oliver wouldn't lie to us. Henry, no matter what, you must get the emerald pendant back for me, Hannah said in a low voice. Hannah added. You can also drug her. Henry hung up the phone in frustration. He sat in the car and watched as the bodyguards walked towards him. He was stunned and quickly rolled down the window. He thought that Odalise regretted her actions, but the bodyguard looked at him coldly and said, "Please drive away immediately. Otherwise, we will blow up your car in a minute." The smile on Henry's face froze. Chapter 76. Looking at the disdain in the bodyguard's eyes, Henry couldn't help but think of the Porsche that directly knocked his car out. At this moment, his back was still covered in cold sweat. He didn't dare to think too much and stepped on the accelerator. He drove back to the hospital, bought some fruits and food, and walked towards the inpatient department. As soon as he pushed the door open and entered, he saw Sophia standing up from the sofa. Her body suddenly swayed as she spat out a mouthful of blood. She screamed in a low voice. It felt like something was burning inside her, as if it wanted to tear her apart. Sophia rolled her eyes and fell to the ground. Sophia. Hannah was shocked when she saw her vomit blood and fall to the ground. She could only scream and say, "Quick, call the doctor." Seeing this, Henry threw down the things in his hand and hurriedly turned to walk out. A doctor walked in and saw Sophia lying unconscious on the ground. When he saw her sallow face, he quickly checked on her. After a while, he said, "She's probably malnourished and didn't sleep well. It's nothing. Let her sleep and she'll be fine." A nurse came forward and carried Sophia to the empty bed. This was the VIP ward, so there were two beds. One was for the patient, and the other was for the caregiver. "But she just vomited blood," Henry frowned. He vaguely felt that things were definitely not that simple. "She's probably too angry. She's fine. If you don't believe me, you can take her to another hospital for a checkup," the doctor said to him with a sour expression. He did not treat patients who did not trust him well. Henry was a little stunned. He stood there in a daze, not expecting a doctor to throw a tantrum at him. In the past, no matter where he went, others would be police to him. However, recently, everyone seemed to be unhappy with him recently, even though they knew that he was the CEO of Bennett Entertainment, people still seemed to look down on him. "Why does she look so pale?" Henry stood in front of the bed. Was Sophia's expression was extremely ugly. Moreover, she looked like she had aged a few years. Henry vaguely felt that even her appearance was different was someone else. There was doubt in his eyes. If he had not seen that she was Sophia when he entered, he would not have felt that she was so. Hannah said, "She's probably overly worried about me. She is so sensible that my heart aches. She's afraid that we'll worry and doesn't dare to tell us about her situation. We implicated her. She should have stood in front of the camera and enjoyed the fans and netizens' admiration, but now her reputation has been ruined. She went on a variety show and was deliberately ostracized by Odalis, causing her to be hated by the entire internet." "Henry, you have to think of a way to clear her name. She's too kind-hearted and can't stand the criticisms of others. I've never allowed her to look at her phone, in case she's criticized by the outside world." Hannah looked up and realized that there was a palm print on Henry's cheek. She asked, "Henry, what happened to your face? Who hit you?" She could vaguely see that his face was red and swollen. Hannah sat up excitedly and looked at him with heartache. "Did Odalis do it? How could she attack you?" "Mom, I don't want to talk about it. I want to be alone," Henry said irritably. He took out a cigarette and lit it. He was so frustrated that he went crazy. He had not been to the company for a few days since a lot of people were protesting at the entrance. Many celebrities were on break and wanted to find another way oil. The Bennett Group was put in a dangerous situation overnight. They were struggling for survival. "Mom, what happened?" Atlas and Caspian walked in. They saw Henry suing on the sofa dispiritedly. One half dream read romance stories installed. Download chapter 76. They walked over and took a look at Sophia before asking in disdain, "Who is this? Isn't this the VIP ward? Why are you sharing it with other patients? I'll call the doctor and get the nurse to carry her away," Caspian said. As Atlas listened, he echoed, "That's right. With outsiders around, Mom's safety can't be guaranteed. Besides, it's not convenient for us to talk. If someone hears us and spreads the news, something will happen." Obviously, they all knew that what they said in private could not be exposed. "No, what are you guys doing? This is Sophia." Hannah was so angry. Seeing the two of them lift Sophia and want to throw her out, she was furious. What? She's Sophia. Alice was stunned and quickly let go. Caspian quickly retracted his hand. Sophia's body fell heavily back onto the hospital bed. She groaned in pain. Sophia, why did you become ugly? Caspian swallowed his saliva and looked at Sophia suspiciously. Atlas came over and reached out to touch her face. Isn't her skin very smooth? Her skin is so rough right now, Atlas said and immediately retracted his hand as if he had touched something dirty. Caspian quickly turned around and looked at Henry. It's her. Henry nodded stoutly. Hannah threw a pillow at them and said, there's a difference between a girl wearing makeup and not wearing it. If Sophia hears you say this, she will be pissed. Atlas and Caspian fell silent. They stole a glance at Sophia and quickly turned their heads away. Where's Odalise? Didn't you ask her to come over and apologize? Atlas looked around the ward and realized that he didn't see Odalise. He was a little puzzled and wondered if Odalise had run away. Henry, I've asked around. The piece of land in the East District belongs to Orson on Caspian suddenly said hearing what he said. Henry quickly looked up. Are you sure? Henry's voice was hoarse and excited. I'm sure. I've also seen the document. It's indeed in Orson's hands. Didn't Finian's like Sophia? Find an opportunity to get him to ask Orson out once this plot of land is settled, the Bennett Group's current predicament will be resolved. Caspian said. Henry frowned. He vaguely remembered that this piece of land used to belong to the Stewart Group. Chapter 77. Caspian said, the Bennett Entertainment's artists are unable to work right now. If this continues, the company will close down very quickly. If we take down this piece of land, we will definitely be able to make a comeback by attracting funds. Even if we sell it later, it will still be profitable. Henry rubbed his temples and reached out to unbutton the two buttons on his shirt. His Adam's apple hobbled, and he was a little irritated. He was no longer as calm as before, but Caspian's words still echoed in his mind. After all, he was a businessman. Let's first investigate this matter and see if there's anything fishy about it. How did this piece of land end up in Orson's hands? If it's a trap, we'll probably lose everything. Henry said. Seeing this, Caspian nodded. I've already asked a friend to help me investigate. We'll get results soon. If it really belongs to Orson, we can use Finian this time. Even though he's the illegitimate son of the Lark family, he is still one of them. It's worth it to exchange him for a piece of land. Besides, everyone knows that he likes Sophia. When the time comes, ask Sophia to ask him out. If he wants to be with Sophia, he has to show his sincerity. We want him to give us this piece of land, Caspian said his plan. He did not have a good impression of Finian, but for the sake of benefits, he would not mind him. You want Sophia to seduce him? Henry looked at him disapprovingly. However, Caspian smiled. His devilish face was full of schemes. He lowered his voice and said, if we can save the Bennett Group by having him go out with Finian a few times, we won't lose out. It's just hanging out, we are not asking her to marry him. As soon as he finished speaking, Atlas suddenly spoke. Odalise also likes Finian. Once she finds out that he and Sophia are going on a date, she will definitely panic. Perhaps she will apologize to us and have the Stewart family help us. The few of them chatted and completely forgot about the unconscious Sophia. Sophia groaned in pain. She felt as if her internal organs were being burned by a fire. Her entire body was in great pain. She felt as if someone had used a knife to skin her. The pain continued to spread throughout her body. She wanted to struggle, but something held her down. Sophia screamed and sat up. Cold sweat drenched her clothes. She fell onto the bed in pain and looked around in confusion. She saw her Dury brothers sitting on the sofa talking. She looked at them aggrievedly. Her eyes were red and her body was trembling. I had a terrible dream. Someone was burning my internal organs and skinning my face. It's Odalise. She must have tampered with something. She just left, and this happened to me. She knows magic. Maybe she's cursing us. Does she want me to? Tears kept flowing out of her eyes. The three men looked at her face with strange expressions. Don't you believe me? Sophia sobbed a few times. Realizing that they did not come forward to comfort her or hug her like before, she bit her lip and jumped down from the hospital bed. She twisted her slender waist and walked towards them. All right, stop crying. I believe you. Caspian hugged her helplessly. Sophia grabbed the corner of his shirt, and her entire body was stuck in his arms. His body stiffened. He was clearly turned on. At this moment, Hannah screamed and fell from the hospital bed. Her head hit the ground. When the doctor came over to lift her up, he realized that her jaw had been dislocated because she was too agitated when he pressed her chin back down. Her mouth was a little crooked. It's probably because the air conditioner has been on for too long. She has suffered from facial paralysis and needs to recuperate for a few days. She'll recover in a few days after taking some injection, the doctor said before leaving. He vaguely felt that this ward was filled with misfortunes. The doctors and nurses did not like to go there. The entire ward was gloomy, and ever since Hannah moved in, weird things kept happening in this room. They could not help but wonder if there was really something wrong with this family. One half dream read romance stories installed download chapter 77. Should we ask Mr. Carline for help? Atlas was a little afraid. After all, he was not as calm and mature as Henry and Caspian. Henry was 31, and Caspian was 29. They were both older than him and had experienced things. Although they were a little flustered, they still looked quite calm. "1LL try again," Caspian said. He made a few consecutive calls, but the people in the industry immediately rejected him. Till a person said to him, "Mr. Bennett, Mr. Carline was willing to help you previously. Not only did you not believe him, but you even angered him away. I can't help you now. Oh, you want to invite him again?" "The audacity," another person said. "You've offended Mr. Carline, and now you." After these people finished scolding, they hung up. Because the Bennett family was in danger, they were unwilling to get involved. "What should we do?" Atlas was dumbfounded. The calls were all on speaker, so everyone could hear them clearly. "It's all my fault. If I had been nice back then, things wouldn't have ended up like this," Sophia said. The others fell silent. The atmosphere in the ward was not right. Hannah was so angry that her entire body was trembling and drool kept flowing from the corner of her mouth. She had always liked to be clean. She valued her image the most. Now, her saliva kept dripping down the corner of her mouth and onto her clothes. Belle, she was so angry why that tears streamed down her face. She said with a crooked mouth, "Find Odalise and her to get over here." Her mouth was a little crooked, and she couldn't speak properly. Upon hearing this, everyone fell silent. Henry vaguely felt that his body was still in great pain. "To go for a checkup," Henry said. "Of his ribs, I when he came back from the checkup, he found that three of his ribs had been cracked. They were not broken, however, the pain was still there, and the bones in his leg were a little dislocated and needed to be fixed." "Odalise, you're really heartless." Henry was so angry that his expression became much more vicious. When the others found out that his injuries were caused by Odalise, they were also furious, but they could not do anything to her. "I go look for her," Adas said. He turned around and walked out at the Stewart mansion after kicking Henry. Odalise returned to the house and went upstairs to take a shower. Looking at the bottle with Sophia's hair on the cabinet, she fell into deep thought. "I broke that old man's charm, and he died on the spot. If he really spelled a cast on Sophia, Sophia would definitely suffer a backlash right now," Odalise said in a low voice. Chapter 78. Odalise quickly picked up her phone and sent a message to Freya. Freya almost instantly called her after Want. Odalisque was dumbfounded. He didn't expect the famous Freya to phone all the time. Eva to be so free. It was as if she was on her what fun thing. Freya's excited voice sounded. Although she was already 23 years old, she was very childish. Do you want to go to the hospital to visit Sophia? Odalisque asked in a low voice. Freya rolled her eyes and asked mysteriously, is something going on with her? Yes, Odalisque replied in a low voice. As soon as she finished speaking, she vaguely heard Freya jump up from the bed. Freya said, I'll get someone to find out where she is. I'll come and pick you up immediately. She liked to see Sophia being in trouble, and she was the best at adding insult to injury. There's no need. She's at the central hospital, Odalisque said in a low voice. Freya threw her phone aside and said as she changed her clothes, all right, I'll drive over to pick you up. Let's meet at the entrance of the hospital, Odalisque said in a low voice. Freya was silent for a moment before asking in a low voice, should we call Sila? All right, Odalisque hurriedly nodded. They had originally planned to have dinner tomorrow, but they did not expect to meet so soon. Odalisque got up and picked out a loose black t-shirt, a pair of leggings, and a pair of good-looking sneakers. After tying her hair up, she put on a cap. She took a canvas bag and quickly walked downstairs. Mrs. Stewart, are you going out? Dorian sat on the sofa and was sending a message. Hearing the commotion from upstairs, he quickly stood up and respectfully went up to welcome her. I'm going out for a while, Odalisque said. She picked up the car key that was placed at the side and quickly walked out. She drove the BMW away. The bodyguard stood outside the door saw this. They quickly took out their phones and called Dorian. Dorian, Mrs. Stewart is out in the middle of the night. Should we follow her and protect Go? Don't let her find out, in case she thinks that Mrs. Stewart is spying on her, Dorian said after a long silence. When the bodyguard heard his permission, he immediately drove the car and followed. After all, Henry had just come to cause trouble 2 hours ago. If they weren't there, they were afraid that Henry would probably have attacked Odalisque. In their eyes, Percival's tacit agreement meant that Odalisque was his wife, so everyone tacitly treated her as their boss. They had been loyal to the Stewart family for generations, so they naturally cared about Odalisque's safety. Odalisque was completely unaware of this. She drove to the central hospital. As soon as she parked the car, she saw Sila standing under the street lamp from afar. She was wearing a mask and looking out. Sila Odalisque quickly walked towards her. When Sila saw Odalisque, her eyes lit up and she quickly went forward to hug her. She hugged Odalisque tightly and could not even bear to let go. Freya had already gotten out of the sports car. She shouted as she rushed forward and squeezed in, "Hey, leave some room for me." After hugging for a while, Sila was so excited that her eyes turned red. What happened? Freya was curious. Seeing her cry, she felt that something was wrong. Sila wiped her tears and said, "Fortunately, Odalisque read my fortune previously and reminded me, so I didn't fall for Lucian's trap that day. I heard that Lucian made a bet with others after filming the variety show this time. He said that he could get some resources from Sophia One Half L Dream Read Romance Stories installed download chapter 78. Moreover, he even made a bree with Zomen someone else. He used me as a tool, meaning that he would offer me to some men. He doesn't like me at all. Instead, he treats all the girls equally. He is ambiguous with many girls. A few girls were like me and almost fell for it." Sila was furious. If she was offered to a man, it would not be as simple as having sex with them. The entertainment industry was filled with dirty deeds. One time, in a private room that was filled with some big shots, one girl was stripped naked and laid down on the table while the men played games. Another time, a group of people did something shady to a woman in a her Thai girl's life was ruined after that. Mate room. They would record a video and save it in order to threaten. Sila gritted her teeth and said, "Fortunately, his plan didn't succeed. After getting off the ship, he was arrested by the police. I heard that he deliberately pushed you down the mountain and even tempted me to call you oil. It constituted an intentional crime and he would be locked up for at least 3 years. But Sophia wasn't implicated in this matter. It was more or less because the Bennett family used connections to help her previously. She had a good impression of Sophia because everyone said that she was a good person. However, after interacting with her, she realized that Sophia was just a bitch. You betrayed Lucian. Although you saved me, you also got him arrested. The person behind him will definitely not let you off, Odalis said. Sila shrugged and said, it's fine. I've talked to the company. After filming the variety show, it'll terminate the contract. At most, 3 just money. Then, I can start over. This is better than being schemed against by others. Lou same as Freya listened, she gave her a thumbs up and said. Sure, you have the guts. One like and by the way, what are we doing in the hospital? Are we looking for trouble with Sophia? Sila was curious. Odalis did not say anything. Freya made a shushing gesture at her. The 3 of them wore masks and hats and walked into the hospital. They accurately found the VIP ward of Hannah. My face Sophie's went to the washroom and shouted. She washed her face and looked up at the mirror. She realized that her skin was sallow and her eyes were lifeless. She had Alice shrunk LOC. How could this be? How did one change? Sophia was shocked. She quickly splashed the water on the mirror and realized that her face didn't change. W step and turn to walk are impossible. It must be an illusion, Sophia muttered sophily. She retreated step by step. She rushed out of the door and ran outside. She walked to Hannah's bed and held her hand. Mom, look at my face. Is there a problem with it? Hannah's broken leg would hurt at night. Now that her mouth was crooked, she was not in the mood to care for Sophia. It's fine, Hannah said perfunctorily. As long as she talked, saliva would trickle down the side of her mouth. Her pillow was soaked, and the smell of her own saliva made her feel a little. How can there be no problem? I saw it in the mirror just now, Sophia muttered softly. When she turned around, she saw 3 people standing outside the door. Sophia's eyes widened as she saw Odalis push open the door and enter. Chapter 79. Who is this? She is so ugly. Freya blinked curiously. She looked around the ward, rubbed her hands, and said, didn't you say that Sophia was here? Did you hide away? You're so ugly. You must be her nanny, right? Sophia was so angry that she stomped her feet. She did not expect Freya to mistake her for a nanny. She was trembling with anger as she stood there and glared at Freya and the others. Finally, her gaze fell on Odalis. She guessed that Odalis must have done something to her. Otherwise, there was no way she would bring Sila and Freya over in the middle of the night. Odalis, you did it on purpose. Sophia clenched her fists in anger. She glared at Odalis and tears of grievance kept flowing down her face. She bit her lips while feeling indignant. That's not right. How can Sophia look so ugly without makeup? Freya was a little stunned. She strode forward and stood in front of Sophia. After staring at her face for a while, she quickly took half a step back and said, oh my god, why does she age so much? Sophia stomped her feet in anger. Sila was also a little confused. She thought that she was there to watch a show, but she realized that Sophia's look had changed. Are you really Sophia? Sila was a little surprised. She leaned over and stared at Sophia for a long time. You don't look like her. Looks like your makeup skill is quite good, Sila said in a low voice. Although everyone's looks changed a bit after putting on makeup, they still looked reluctantly the same as when they were not wearing it. Sophia's sensation was way worse than normal. Why does this woman have a crooked mouth? Freya was curious. She reached out and pushed Sophia away. She strode forward and stood in front of the bed. She looked at Hannah and then at Sophia, she said. So, this is your mother? Your mother looks like this. No wonder you look like this too. I feel so sorry for you. Freya said with a chuckle. If it were anyone else, it would definitely be impolite to say such words. However, she was different from others. She had a grudge against Sophia. They were irreconcilable. You. Hannah was so angry that her mouth became even more crooked. Her face twitched a few times, and she felt that her nerves were dislocated by anger. Hannah wanted to curse, but her saliva kept flowing out. She quickly wiped it. She stared at Odalise, only to find that her eyes were cold as if she had seen through her. Hannah's scalp went numb from her stare. We heard that you were hospitalized, so we came over to visit you out of goodwill. We didn't expect your mother's mouth to be crooked. In that case, we won't disturb you anymore. Odalise said with a low laugh. She stared at Sophia and saw that her face was sallow and her bone structure had changed. This was exactly the same as what she saw. When Sophia was young, she was skinned and scraped, causing her appearance to change. In addition, her body was enhanced by magic. This caused her to become more beautiful after she grew up. Since Odalise broke that person's spell, Sophia suffered a backlash. Odalise, did you do something to me? Why are you doing this to me? I didn't do anything, Sophia questioned in a choked voice. Odalise could not help but chuckle when she saw her fierce look. You didn't do anything? You have done too much. I didn't even know Lucian before. Why did he suddenly ask Sila to ask me out in the middle of the night? He even wanted to push me into the sea and drown me. You're not saying that all of this has nothing to do with you, are you? Sophia's lips moved. Just as she was about to speak, Odalise suddenly reached out and tapped her forehead. Sophia felt her entire body burning. She looked up in frustration and glared fiercely at Odalise. Yes, I did it. I tempted him to trick you out. One half dream read romance stories installed download chapter 79 asterisk as long as he kills you, you won't be able to fight with me in the future. But why aren't you dead? Why did you almost get me into trouble? Tin, the daughter of the Benen family. No one can take my position away. If you dare to compete with me for it, you will be ruined. I've already contacted a few beggars to defile you. If that's the case, you won't be qualified to fight with me anymore. As soon as she said these words, she subconsciously covered her mouth, but she realized that her mouth was not under her control. Her hand subconsciously reached for her phone. She wanted to throw the phone away, but she ended up making a call. A voice. Quickly call some beggars over. Sophia said in a sharp eye. She clearly did not want to say this, but her body did it against her will. The ward instantly fell silent. Everyone looked at Sophia in shock, feeling that she must have gone crazy. It's you. You're the one who wanted to hand me. Sophia realized that something was wrong. No matter how stupid she was, it was impossible for her to say these words. However, it was as if she was being controlled by something else. Without thinking, she turned around and went into the bathroom. The sound of running water could be heard. Sophia washed her body with cold water, however, her voice kept coming from the bathroom. She said in a low voice. It's so comfortable. My damn body is amazing. Come and take a look. My chest is so big, and my butt is so big. At this moment, the door of the ward was pushed open. Henry and Caspian walked in from the outside. When they heard Sophia's words, their faces instantly turned pale. Come on in and have some fun. Don't you want to see my chest and bun? Sophia panted. The ward became dead quiet afterward. Sophia raised her hand and slapped herself hard in the face. The pain made her regain some rationality. She could not believe that she would say these words. She thought. Why did this happen? Why did I suddenly say what I was thinking? She had always thought that she had big breasts and a big butt. She knew that me deliberately presented her sexy body. To her, these were her capital, men could not resist her figure. Even in front of her brothers, She had never said it out loud. Now that she had done it, she realized that she was done for. Why is this happening? Sophia was so agitated that her eyes are rolled back and she fainted. Henry and Caspian heard a bang. They rushed into the bathroom and saw Sophia fall to the ground in a thin white dress. The water from the shower kept washing her body. Her dress was drenched and stuck to her body, outlining her graceful figure. The two men stood there. Perhaps it was because they had heard her repeatedly emphasize that her breasts and buttocks were big, but their gazes subconsciously swept over her private areas. Henry stepped forward awkwardly and turned off the shower. Caspian pulled a bathrobe and draped it over Sophia. He picked her up and felt her body pressed against his. Chapter 80. Caspian carried Sophia out and placed her on the bed. You came to the hospital to anger Sophia and mother. Why are you doing this? Caspian gritted his teeth and turned to glare at Odalys. Odalys chuckled and did not say anything. She took out her phone and handed over the video she had just recorded. He held it in front of him and watched Henry walk out before pre-wing the play button. She wanted them to see Sophia's crazy appearance, watch her call beggars over, touch herself, and hear the words she said after she rushed into the bathroom. Henry asked in a hoarse voice. This is impossible. You must have done this to frame her. You're trying to ruin her reputation, aren't you? You were afraid that after the contract expired and you left the Bennett Group, no one in the industry would care to work with you anymore. That's why you tried to frame her and wanted to use her to increase your popularity. You were like this when you were on the variety show. You have harmed the Bennett family a lot. When can you be satisfied? He could not believe that his own sister would do this in order to attract their utter attention. Do you want to pay for this video? You have two choices. One is to spend money to buy the video, and the other is for me to expose the video and generate some popularity for the Bennett family, Odalys said in a low voice. Hearing her words, Henry frowned unhappily. So you didn't come here to visit our mother but to anger her? This is blackmail. Caspian rushed forward angrily. Odalys put away her phone and shook her head slightly. She said, Mr. Bennett, you're wrong. It's not our mother. She's your mother. Your last name is Bennett, and mine is Stone. We are not family. Why should I come over to comfort you? Besides, I wanted to visit her, but Ms. Bennett insulted me and even wanted to get someone to defile me. If I give this video to the police, I believe they will seek justice for me. How about this? I'll call the police and you guys wait for the police to settle this matter? These few words made them explode with anger, but they had no words to refute Odalys. How did you become like this? You're willing to do anything for money. You are so shameless. Henry looked at her and felt that he didn't even know her anymore. He could not believe that the obedient and sensible Odalys would become like this. Freya said, No, you're the ones who want to harm us. Since you don't want to buy this video, well, see what happens next. Didn't she call a bunch of beggars? Well, go to the police station when they arrive. I have plenty of time anyway. Sophia would continue to participate in the variety show in 3 days. After this matter is exposed, the popularity of this variety show will definitely reach a climax. At that time, Ms. Bennett would surely become the most slutty celebrity on the internet. These words made Henry and Caspian fall silent. Odalys, if you dare to take the money, I won't acknowledge you as my daughter anymore. Hannah raised her head and cursed. Seeing this, Odalys sighed, Ms. Bennett, this is what you get for often gossiping about others. If your mouth is crooked again, I'm afraid it won't be Casey to treat, Odalys advised. She was undoubtedly adding fuel to the fire. Since they're not paying, why don't we go? Celia pulled Odalys. She entertainment company, lasked her out for supper as she spoke, she blinked at Odalys. He lowered her voice and said. A friend of mine is a reporter from and then what are we waiting for? Let's go. Freya smiled and pulled Odalys out. Seeing this, Henry rushed forward to stop her. Henry clenched his fists and asked coldly, "How much do you want?" He looked at Odalise as if she won half LD Dream Read Romance Stories Installed Download Chapter 80. Were his enemy. Not too much. $1.5 million will do. Odalise stretched out her hand. Henry's pupils constricted. He looked at her in disbelief and said, $1.5 million. Are you crazy about money? I will give you no more than $15,000 as soon as he finished speaking. Odalise shook her head, she said, "Third, that you guys like Sophia a lot. I didn't expect that she is only worth $15,000 to you. That's a pity. I'm not selling, keep the money for your mother's treatment. It's a shame if her mouth stays crooked like this." The video. Odalise had just finished speaking when Freya burst out laughing. The three of them walked past Henry and headed out. Henry stared at Odalise's figure intensely. "Henry, she's really going to do this. If this video is leaked, Sipletia's life will be nigh-end. If we can clear her name, she'll earn more than $1.5 million by making films." Caspian was anxious. Henry stood there and weighed the pros and cons. "Soon," he said, "$1.5 million it is then." When Odalise heard this, she immediately turned around and came back. She said with a smile, "Please make sure to write down that this is a consented gift to me when you transfer the money to me." Henry looked at her smiling face and felt that it was very jarring. Initially, he wanted to sue her for fraud and get the money back after transferring the money to her. He did not expect her to make this request. Odalise asked in a low voice, "Could it be that you want to get the money back later? That would be meaningless, Mr. Bennett, if word gets out, who would dare to do business with you?" *1 heard that the Bennett Group is out of business now. Could it be that it's because of your unscrupulous way of dealing with things? Henry had indeed used unscrupulous methods to do business in the past. He did not understand why the Bennett Group was being targeted. He vaguely felt that it was the Stewart family's doing. However, after thinking about it carefully, it did not seem like it. He even suspected that the people who had suffered a loss to him previously were doing this to take revenge on him. The transferred the money. "Delete the video right here," Henry said. After Odalise received the money, she made an okay gesture and deleted it permanently. "Did you see that? I deleted it. However, if there are surveillance cameras RAS in the ward and the video is leaked that way, it will not have anything to do with me," Odalise said and turned to leave. Henry and Caspian stood there and watched her leave elegantly. They could vaguely hear her whistling. They stood rooted to the ground. Then, they saw a group of beggars walking towards the ward. "Sophia really asked these people to come over? How is that possible? She must have been bewitched by Odalise. Sophia has always been kind. It's impossible for her to do such a thing." Caspian whispered. With so many things happening, he was in a mess. "Go and get rid of them," Henry said irritably. He was very aggrieved for losing $13 million so easily. Additionally, Odalise had even beaten him up. "Henry, let me handle this," Caspian said and was about to walk forward. However, the group of beggars rushed over in large strides. They pushed Caspian away and squeezed into the ward. Their clothes were tattered, and their eyes lit up when they saw the women inside.